When I read old diaries, I recognise the thoughts that I had long ago when I was younger. Even if I was more naive, more unschooled, I was the same then as I am now. Even if life was different, I recognise myself in these sentences and I remember how I felt. 30 years have gone by since I was a teenager, and yet it's as if it was yesterday. The pressure of exams looming, the dilemmas of school. Time has passed, but nothing of me has changed in any real way. Even though years and years have passed, nothing elemental has changed. I see myself with the same girl interrupted expression, the same approach, the same attention to the toll of the quotidian, where the passing of the seasons is the one constant through those long summers of boredom. In the blink of an eye, 30 years have passed. Virginia Woolf, in her beautiful novel The Lighthouse, looks back and celebrates the last years of her youth. She says that life was most vivid then. Empty it was not, but full to the brim. But, she adds, so much depends upon distance. And it is distance that allows the main character, Lily Briscoe, discover that as a child she was in love with the place where the lighthouse is. Perhaps that is what has changed. Is it that when we look back through the prism of experience, the distance makes us realise what we have lost, a certain innocence, a certain unconscious acceptance of the world around us?